From heartbreak to healing, how one woman's journey through cancer is revolutionizing Black health and empowerment. Welcome to an extraordinary exploration of resilience, purpose, and transformation. Today, we're diving deep into a story that will challenge everything you thought you knew about healing, leadership, and the power of sharing your truth. I recently had the profound privilege of interviewing Latasha Vines, a woman whose journey embodies the very essence of turning pain into purpose. And Latasha isn't just a nurse practitioner, author, and breast cancer survivor. She's a warrior for Black healing, Black truth, and Black liberation. Her story is a testament to the strength that lies dormant within us all, waiting to be awakened by life's greatest challenges. Imagine this: a highly skilled cardiovascular nurse practitioner, the one everyone leans on, suddenly finds herself in a chemo chair fighting for her life. How does one go from being the provider to the patient, from carrying others' burdens to barely being able to carry her own? This is where Latasha's extraordinary journey begins. For over two decades, Latasha has been a pillar in healthcare, touching nearly every corner of medicine, from critical care and outpatient surgery to mental health and aesthetics. But it was her own battle with HER2-positive breast cancer that revealed the true power of healing from the inside out. Now, you might be thinking, another story about overcoming cancer? Haven't we heard this before? But I promise you, what Latasha shared with me goes far beyond a simple tale of survival. It's a masterclass in turning personal tragedy into communal triumph, in finding purpose through pain, and in redefining what it means to truly heal. Let's start with a provocative truth that Latasha shared. Your story is not just for you. Someone else is praying for the breakthrough you survived. Take a moment to let that sink in. How many of us suffer in silence, thinking our struggles are ours alone to bear? How many of us succeed quietly while our sisters and brothers struggle loudly? Latasha's experience taught her that every victory claimed in private is a loss to our community if we don't share it. This realization became the catalyst for her transformation from patient to pioneer, from survivor to savior. Picture this: continuing to treat patients while wearing a heart monitor, sitting in infusion chairs, and managing your own pain. That's exactly what Latasha did during her chemotherapy. She was literally pouring into others while fighting to survive herself. It's in these moments of dual existence, healer and patient, strong and vulnerable, dying and living, that Latasha's purpose was reshaped. But here's where her story takes an unexpected turn. Instead of retreating into the comfort of her recovery, Latasha chose to expand. She founded Cancer Buddies, a nonprofit that connects breast cancer patients with tools, encouragement, and emotional support often missing in traditional medicine. She authored a four-part healing series titled Victim to Victor, including a 60-day devotional, a 28-day gratitude journal, a self-care journal, and a workbook for appointments and daily journaling. Now, you might be wondering, why is this important? How does one woman's journey affect me? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt alone in your struggles? Have you ever wished for a guide when navigating uncharted waters of pain, transformation, or transition? Latasha's resources aren't just for cancer patients. They're for anyone grappling with trauma, anyone seeking transformation, anyone in transition. And here's the kicker. She intentionally wrote them to resonate with the broader Black community, because healing, my friends, should be accessible, spiritual, and empowering for all of us. This brings us to a critical point in our conversation about healing and leadership. Latasha's journey illuminates an often overlooked truth. Our deepest wounds can become our most powerful teachings. Her scars, both physical and emotional, became scripture. Her journey became a ministry. But let's be clear, this isn't about glorifying suffering. It's about recognizing the potential for growth and impact that lies within our challenges. It's about understanding that our pain, when processed and shared, can become the very blueprint for someone else's breakthrough. Latasha shared with me a powerful affirmation she created during her darkest days. I am not just surviving. I am shedding, shifting, and showing others how to fly through the fire. This isn't just a catchy phrase. It's a philosophy of resilience and leadership that we can all learn from. Think about it. How often do we limit ourselves to mere survival when we're faced with adversity? We hunker down, we grit our teeth, we endure. But what if, like Latasha, we chose to shed what no longer serves us? What if we allowed ourselves to shift and grow through our challenges? And most importantly, what if we committed to lighting the way for others even as we navigate our own darkness?
This is where Latasha's story transcends personal triumph and enters the realm of communal healing and leadership. She understood that her experience as a Black woman navigating healthcare, both as a provider and a patient, gave her unique insights that could benefit her community. She recognized that the intersection of her clinical expertise and spiritual insight, that rare blend of facts and faith, could fill a crucial gap in how we approach healing, especially within the Black community. Now, I want you to consider this. What unique experiences have you had that could serve as a beacon for others? What challenges have you overcome that, if shared, could light the path for someone else? We often underestimate the power of our stories, especially when they're marked by struggle or pain. But Latasha's journey reminds us that these are precisely the stories that need to be told. Let's talk about the power of vulnerability for a moment. In a world that often equates strength with stoicism, especially for Black women, Latasha chose a different path. She documented everything during her cancer journey, her emotions, her treatment, her tears, her prayers. This vulnerability became the foundation for her book, Victim to Victor, her 2+ My Breast Cancer Story. But here's the thing. This wasn't just a memoir. It was a mirror reflecting the strength we don't even realize we carry. Latasha wanted women to feel seen, to know that healing is not about forgetting the pain. It's about finding peace within it. And in doing so, she challenged the culture of silence that often surrounds illness, especially in the Black community. This brings us to a crucial point about leadership and impact. True leadership isn't about having all the answers or presenting a perfect facade. It's about being willing to show up authentically, to share your struggles alongside your triumphs, and to use your journey as a tool for collective elevation. Latasha's approach to leadership is summed up beautifully in her own words. I'm showing up fully, not for attention, but for assignment, not to impress, but to impact. This is a powerful reframing of what it means to be a leader, especially in times of crisis or change. Consider how this mindset could transform your own approach to leadership, whether you're leading a company, a community, or simply leading yourself through a difficult time. What would change if you viewed your challenges not as setbacks, but as assignments? How would your impact grow if your goal was not to impress, but to truly make a difference? Now, let's address the elephant in the room, faith. In our increasingly secular world, discussions of faith, especially in professional or leadership contexts, can sometimes be met with skepticism. But Latasha's story reminds us of the powerful role that faith can play in our journey of healing and growth. She shared with me a profound insight. Faith doesn't prevent the fire. It prepares you to walk through it. This isn't about blind optimism or magical thinking. It's about cultivating a deep inner strength and sense of purpose that can sustain you through life's toughest challenges. For Latasha, her faith was a source of strength during her cancer treatment. She lived on affirmations like medicine, repeating phrases like, every cell in my body is working in my favor, and what the enemy meant for harm, God is turning for good. These weren't just empty words. They were a lifeline, a way of reframing her struggle and finding meaning in her pain. But here's where Latasha's approach to faith becomes truly revolutionary. She doesn't keep it to herself. She uses it as a tool for empowerment, creating resources that blend spiritual insights with practical strategies for healing and growth. This integration of faith and action, of the spiritual and the tangible, offers a holistic approach to healing that's often missing in traditional healthcare and leadership models. Now, you might be thinking, that's great for Latasha, but how does this apply to me? I'm not a cancer survivor or a healthcare provider. And that's a fair question. But I want you to consider this. Latasha's story isn't just about cancer or healthcare or even faith. It's about the universal human experience of facing adversity, finding purpose, and using our struggles to uplift others. Every single one of us will face challenges in our lives. We'll have moments where we feel broken, lost, or overwhelmed. We'll encounter systems that weren't built for us, cultures that try to crush us, and obstacles that seem insurmountable. Latasha's journey offers us a roadmap for navigating these challenges with grace, purpose, and impact. So let me ask you this. What's your chemo chair? What's that place of suffering or struggle in your life that you've been viewing as a setback? What if, you know, like Latasha, you could transform that chair into an altar? What if your place of pain could become a sacred space of transformation, not just for you, but for others. This is where the true power of Latasha's story lies. It's not just about her individual triumph over cancer. It's about the ripple effect that our healing and growth can have on our communities. It's about the potential we all have to turn our pain into purpose, our struggles into strength, our challenges into catalysts for change. Latasha's journey from victim to victor, from patient to pioneer, challenges us to rethink our approach to adversity. It invites us to see our struggles not as things to be endured in silence, but as experiences to be shared, learned from, and used as tools for collective empowerment. Let's delve deeper into some of the powerful insights Latasha shared during our conversation. She spoke about the importance of creating a healing environment, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. During her treatment, Latasha transformed her home into a sanctuary of positivity. She surrounded herself with uplifting messages, played inspiring music, and filled her space with items that brought her joy. This wasn't just about making her surroundings pretty. It was about actively creating an atmosphere conducive to healing. Latasha understood that our environment has a profound impact on our mental state, and our mental state, in turn, affects our physical health. She shared how this practice of intentional environment creation became a cornerstone of her healing process, and how she now teaches others to do the same. Imagine the power of this approach applied to our daily lives. How might our homes, workplaces, and communities change if we approach them with the same intentionality? What if we treated every space as a potential healing environment? Latasha also spoke about the importance of community in the healing process. She recounted how, during her darkest days, it was often the small acts of kindness from her community that kept her going. A neighbor bringing over a home-cooked meal, a colleague covering her shift without being asked, a friend sitting with her during chemo treatments just to hold her hand. These experiences taught Latasha the true meaning of community care. She realized that healing isn't just an individual journey. It's a collective one. This insight led her to create Cancer Buddies, an organization that pairs cancer patients with supporters who can offer practical and emotional assistance. But here's the thing. The principle of community care extends far beyond cancer or any specific illness. It's about recognizing our interconnectedness and understanding that when one of us hurts, we all hurt. When one of us heals, we all heal a little bit too. Latasha's story challenges us to rethink how we show up for each other. It asks us to consider, how can we create communities of care in our own lives? How can we be the hand that reaches out, the shoulder to lean on, the voice that says, you're not alone, to someone in need? Another powerful aspect of Latasha's journey is her approach to self-care. She shared how, as a healthcare professional, she had always prioritized the care of others over herself. It took a cancer diagnosis for her to realize the critical importance of caring for herself with the same dedication she showed her patients. Latasha's self-care routine isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those can certainly be part of it. It's about deep, intentional practices that nourish her body, mind, and spirit. She spoke about the power of meditation, of journaling, of movement, and of rest. She emphasized the importance of saying no to things that drain us and yes to things that fill us up. This approach to self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. As Latasha put it, you can't pour from an empty cup. By taking care of ourselves, we become better equipped to care for others and to show up fully in our lives and our work. Latasha's journey also highlights the importance of advocacy, especially in healthcare. As both a healthcare provider and a patient, she experienced firsthand the disparities that exist in our healthcare system, particularly for Black women. She shared stories of having to fight to be heard, of having to push for the care she knew she needed. These experiences fueled her passion for patient advocacy. Latasha now teaches others how to navigate the healthcare system, how to ask the right questions, and how to advocate for themselves and their loved ones. She emphasizes the importance of being an active participant in your own healthcare, of doing your research, and of trusting your instincts. This lesson extends beyond healthcare. It's about recognizing your worth and standing up for yourself in all areas of life. It's about using your voice, even when it shakes. It's about understanding that you are the expert on your own experience and that your perspective matters. Latasha's story also sheds light on the power of reframing our narratives. She spoke about how, in the midst of her cancer treatment, she made a conscious decision to shift her perspective. Instead of seeing herself as a victim of cancer, she chose to see herself as a victor over cancer. This wasn't about denying the reality of her situation or putting on a fake smile. It was about recognizing that while she couldn't control what was happening to her body, she could control how she responded to it. She could control the story she told herself about her experience. This practice of reframing became a powerful tool in Latasha's healing journey. It allowed her to find meaning in her suffering and to maintain hope even in the darkest moments. Now she teaches others how to reframe their own narratives, how to find the silver linings in their struggles, and how to use their challenges as catalysts for growth. Think about how this approach could transform our lives. What if we approached every challenge, every setback, every failure as an opportunity for growth and learning? What if we saw ourselves not as victims of our circumstances, but as victors over them? Latasha's journey also highlights the importance of holistic healing. As a healthcare professional, she understood the value of Western medicine. But her experience as a patient taught her that true healing involves more than just treating physical symptoms. It requires addressing the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of our being as well. This realization led Latasha to explore complementary healing modalities alongside her traditional cancer treatment. She incorporated meditation, energy healing, and nutritional therapy into her regimen. She found that these practices not only helped manage the side effects of her treatment, but also supported her overall well-being. Now, Latasha advocates for an integrative approach to healthcare that combines the best of Western medicine with holistic healing practices. She emphasizes the importance of treating the whole person and not just the disease. This approach recognizes that we are complex beings and that true healing must address all aspects of our lives. Perhaps one of the most powerful aspects of Latasha's story is her emphasis on purpose. She spoke about how her cancer journey helped her discover her true calling. It wasn't that she found purpose despite her cancer. She found purpose through her cancer. Latasha realized that her experience gave her a unique perspective and a powerful story to share. She understood that by opening up about her journey, she could help others navigate their own challenges. This realization transformed her pain into purpose, her struggle into strength. Now, Latasha encourages others to find their own purpose, especially in their pain. She challenges us to ask ourselves, how can our struggles serve others? How can our story become a source of hope and inspiration? This brings us to a crucial point. Your story matters. Your struggles matter. Your triumphs matter. And when you share them, when you allow your journey to become a roadmap for others, you're not just changing your own life. You're changing the world. Latasha's journey from victim to victor, from patient to pioneer, challenges us to rethink our approach to adversity. It invites us to see our struggles not as things to be endured in silence, but as experiences to be shared, learned from, and used as tools for collective empowerment. So as we wrap up this exploration of Latasha Vine's incredible journey, I want to leave you with a challenge. Think about your own story. What chapters have you been keeping to yourself out of fear, shame, or the belief that they don't matter? What wisdom have you gained through your struggles that could be a lifeline for someone else? Remember, your story is not just for you. Someone out there is praying for the breakthrough you survived. Your journey, with all its ups and downs, could be the very thing that inspires someone else to keep going, to seek help, to believe in the possibility of transformation. In the words of Latasha, it's time to move from surviving to leading, from whispering to roaring, from victim to victor. It's time to recognize that healing isn't just personal, it's contagious. And when one of us rises, we all rise. So I invite you to take a page from Latasha's book, document your journey, share your truth, use your experiences, especially the painful ones, as tools for connection, growth, and communal healing. Be vulnerable, be authentic, and most importantly, be willing to let your story become a beacon of hope for others. As you go forward from this talk, ask yourself, how can I turn my struggles into strength? How can I use my journey to light the way for others? How can I show up fully, not for attention, but for assignment. Not to impress, but to impact. Remember, you don't need to have it all figured out. You don't need to be fully healed to start helping others. As Latasha showed us, sometimes the most powerful healing happens when we reach out to others, even as we're still finding our own way. Your story matters. Your struggles matter. Your triumphs matter. And when you share them, when you allow your journey to become a roadmap for others, you're not just changing your own life, you're changing the world. So let's take a leaf out of Latasha Vine's book. Let's commit to shedding what no longer serves us, shifting our perspective on our challenges, and showing others how to fly through the fire. Because when we do, we're not just surviving, we're thriving, and we're bringing our entire community along with us. I challenge you today, share your story, be vulnerable, be authentic, be a beacon of hope, because your breakthrough could be someone else's lifeline. Your pain could be someone else's purpose. Your journey could be someone else's map to freedom. Don't wait until you're perfect. Don't wait until you've got it all figured out. Start where you are. Use what you have. Share what you know, because the world needs your voice, your story, your truth now more than ever. Remember, healing is not just about getting better. It's about becoming better. It's about using your experiences to create a ripple effect of transformation in your community and beyond. So go out there, be brave, be bold, be the change you wish to see in the world. Because when you heal, you help heal the world. When you rise, you lift others with you. When you share your story, you write a new chapter in our collective history. Your journey from heartbreak to healing could be the very thing that revolutionizes Black health and empowerment. Your voice could be the one that breaks the silence, that challenges the status quo, that sparks a movement of healing and hope. The world is waiting for your story. The community is waiting for your leadership. The future is waiting for your impact. So what are you waiting for? It's time to turn your pain into purpose, your struggles into strength, your challenges into change. It's time to be the hero of your own story and a beacon of hope for others. Remember, in the words of Latasha Vines, you are not just surviving. You are shedding, shifting, and showing others how to fly through the fire. Now go out there and set the world ablaze with your truth, your resilience, and your unwavering spirit. Because when you do, you're not just changing your life. You're changing the world. Thank you.